This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Doing good, sir.
Hey, I left a message on your other line. I forgot this is the best way to reach you. How do you have a minute? Hello?
Yeah, this is my best line.
Yeah, sorry, I left a message on the business line, so disregard that. So, wanted to give you an update on your file. I was able to kind of fight hard and get you the approval that's really not a standard startup. I wanted to go over some options and answer any questions you had, okay? So the approval is good for the $15,000. I think I have the quote from the vendor, although I can call them. I just want to kind of walk you through my experience and kind of, since you're planning on expanding, what's available for you in the marketplace, and then, you know, you can take it from there. So you had a question of, you know, you're trying to do a lot of franchises over the next few years. I guess the question I'd ask you is, what's the franchise fee?
$20,000.
Okay, so it's nothing crazy yet.
Nope.
Okay. You know, here's the feedback I would give you, and, you know, it sounds like you've been in the business a long time, so I'm definitely not here to educate you. I'm just here to educate you on the financing availability. So the good thing is you've got a lot of history behind the business. I think right now your credit scores are in the mid-sixes, so it'd probably be important to, as your business grows, to do as little personal borrowing. And can you hear me okay? It's quite fuzzy.
Yeah, I can.
One of the things that I often see in my line of work
my credit score is a little messed up right now. I have a lot of purchases on credit right now that I haven't paid off.
Yeah, and so one thing that we stress, and I just, you know, I tell this to customers, is we offer business financing. So our financing doesn't go under business credit. I'm sorry, under personal credit. So it doesn't affect personal credit. So there's customers that work with me that have borrowed, you know, $500,000.
How does that work to where, like, maybe I could redo that and get some of the stuff off my credit?
I mean,
you guys offer that?
No, I'm saying, like, one of the things that I see a lot of business owners do is they use credit cards or a few things, and they always, you know, one thing you remarked is, hey, you want to, you know, pay this off in a year. And, you know, one thing that I tell customers is you're trying to build your business. I mean, right now I'm talking to you, I'm usually at like a 50. I'm at like a 2 right now, but it's because I have to be. It's nonstop for me. It is literally nonstop. And I see with a lot of business owners that I work with is they get really, really busy, and it's, they're just doing Band-Aid solutions because they're always putting out fires and growing their business. And that extends to business owners that have a few employees down to people that I work with that have, you know, humongous businesses with, you know, $20, $50 million a year in sales. But one of the things that I often see is that I kind of give some feedback to customers, and as you're trying to grow your business, one of the most important things is keeping your credit clean. It's kind of like a game. The cleaner your credit is, because one of the things is on your credit right now, you've got $50,000 of unsecured credit card debt. And so not only does that hurt your score, and I know you had some mortgage issues in the past, and we're not playing judgmental here. We're in California. I almost lost, you know, my house, so I'm not that kind of person. But one of the most important things is telling people, well, where can they go? And one of the most important things, I think, for business owners is saying, look, if your goal is to grow your business and if credit is a necessary part of your business to borrow, your money is best spent paying down credit card debt. That will not just raise your score, it will make you look like a better borrower because...
Oh, yeah. No, it's first priority. I've never had credit card debt like this before, and it's just trying to stay liquid. Well,
absolutely.
I have the money to pay everything off now, but I don't want to jeopardize any working capital in the process. So
absolutely. I also wanted to mention is this, and I get paid in units, so I'm here and making your vendor happy, so it's immaterial to me whether you borrowed $5,000 or $30,000 or $50,000. Our startup program generally goes up to about $30,000-$35,000. If there's any equipment you did recently purchase that you potentially think, hey, look, I would want to roll this into this transaction, if it's a recent purchase, probably within about 30 days, we can potentially offer it to you, which I think could be helpful in your situation. I wanted to throw that out there. So here's the pool that
depending on the terms and the interest rate.
Yeah,
definitely be an option. So
yeah, I mean, so let's go over the terms and what's available for your business. So the standard startup financing is horrifically expensive, and the reason is many people default on startup restaurants. So right now in the marketplace, it's just default because. And once, you know, for lending, if 20% of people are defaulting, people don't want to lend to that category because you'll lose money and you'll go out of business yourself. So I was able, to go kind of above and beyond. We're not VenLeash, we're Bank of Cardiff, and tell you what I can offer you. So I've got one approval for you for $15,000 as standard startup terms, which are pretty damn expensive. I've got one approval for you that it's at kind of what's called a story transaction term, which means, look, we know this is a new business. This loan is going under this new business, but due to your experience, we're not going to crush you. Now, there's pretty much two terms available, 2 or 3 years. I always suggest 3 years, but you can choose what you'd like to do. If you do, okay. If you do 15 grand, it's a finance agreement. It's not a lease, so it is a finance agreement. Are the ovens 15 grand flat?
They're 14.9 plus tax and all that stuff, so they're right. 16.7, but I'll pay cash with the difference of whatever.
No, it will complicate things with taxes. We'll probably be able to do everything. That's going to make it much simpler from your vendor's perspective, or else you'll drive him crazy with invoices. So what's the cost? 16 what?
It's like 16.7, I believe.
Okay. And so if you can get me an invoice tomorrow, I can get you documents, but let me walk you through the approval. So this approval is having a little skin in the game. So you're going to have a down payment. The down payment is going to be 20% of the equipment cost, including taxes. That doesn't mean you're paying that to the vendor. That's going to cover your first payment. So if we're looking at $16,700, we are looking at $3,340. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second.
Okay, we're looking at 1340. What is that number?
3340. That represents 20% of his first payment.
Oh, okay.
No, give me a second here. I'm just calculating it out because it was on 15. We want to cover the whole invoice. If your vendor starts breaking this up and that up, you'll need proof of payment. It will honestly drive you out of your skull, and I'm not going to do that to you. So if this is not going to be an APR with a lease or finance agreement. It's a fixed payment schedule. Of course, you are paying interest, and I can just add up the payments for you. There's no secrets here. The only difference is this. If you choose to do an approval, and like I said, usually within 30 days we can do it, of up to $30,000-$35,000, I can't promise you, but I could probably go that high if I saw the quotes. And basically the way we would work is this. If you purchase equipment recently, we would see those invoices, we'd see the proof of payment, and I'd do it as a reimbursement, which means you'd be financing more, and we'd be giving you back the cash you paid for some of this equipment. The advantage is that it's going to probably, A, refill your credit, but B, most importantly, and not to dance around any issue, it's going to keep you liquid. So I'm going to give you the numbers on 16.7 as well as 35,000. So if that's something that interests you, we can wrap this up tomorrow. It's all good either way. So if you want to do this for the 16.7, you're looking at a fixed monthly payment of $558.40 per month. That's 35 remaining payments. And that's with your down payment or your first payment of $3,340. Now,
all right. And with all that calculated, what is the total including?
Yeah, I can give you the total payback. So what you're looking at is your total payback, not including your first payment. There's 35 remaining payments is $19,530 over 3 years. If you want to add that in, over 3 years, your payback is $22,870. So over 3 years, you're paying about two per year. Now,
so it's about $5,200 in interest over 3 years?
I can give you the exact number. So including the first payment, it's $22,870 minus $16,700. So the total you're paying back is $6,170. So including your first payment, it's $20,056 per year. And that includes your first payment. If it doesn't include your first payment is obviously much less. Now, we're at about $16,700, so I can just literally double those numbers to get you close to $35,000. Because $16,700 times 2 is $33,400, so it's going to be in the same range. So if you wanted to go up to around $34,000-$35,000, your payment would be, instead of $558, it'd be about $1,100 and change. You'd have a slightly bigger payment due at signing, just, for every dollar, it's 20% of first payment. But from my experience, and I know you've ran a restaurant and you saved up a lot of capital, but I can see that capital just getting sucked out of your business, and I can see the credit cards, and I know the first few years for business owners can be great. I know they can be very tough. So we kind of extend the olive branch to our customers and say, hey, look, if this is something that's important to you, we more than happy step up to the plate and go up to $35,000. Now, above that, I do have an approval for you for $15,000. You're going to get really sticker shock on that pricing, so I'm not going to even offer that to you because you're going to think it's unfair. And I kind of know my audience in this business.
Okay.
Because on those approvals, on standard chart approvals, you'd borrow $16,000, and over 3 years, you'd pay back like $27,000. And I don't think that's something that interests you.
Woo!
Standard chart. You know why?
Is there an early payoff penalty regardless?
There's no penalty. There's no penalty for paying off early. I can't guarantee you a discount. I've been with our firm for 9 years, and I've probably seen 5 or 6 customers pay off early on this program. The simple reason is that their money is better spent paying off their existing debt and building their business. But off the record, yeah, sometimes when customers want to pay off early, we'll offer a discount, but it rarely happens. The actual
gotcha. So it's the total is what the total is, regardless of when I pay it off.
Yeah, but if you wanted to do like a 2-year term, I can give you a 2-year term. You're gonna pay less back, and I'm more than happy to provide that for you. It's just really your comfort zone, and with your debt level, I really don't think it's appropriate right now. But I'm more than happy to do it.
Okay.
So you'll pay a lot less back, but your payment will come up, and we're not going to give you an incentive to do a 2-year deal because it's riskier. The default ratio on 2-year transactions is riskier. So if you want to do it, you'll save a few grand, but I really don't advise it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll get you the rest of my transactions, and I don't know if it'd be worth it for me, honestly, to maybe do more than just the ovens.
Okay.
Just because the payback number is so high. And that's money I could obviously just put towards my credit. I have more or less an open line of credit through my uncle. So if I ever need money, he'll loan it to me at a much lesser rate. So I might talk to him and see if that's an option. But I do currently plan on using you guys to do the ovens.
Yeah, I mean, right now my goal is to, you know, provide a solution. And, you know, and if I was in a perfect world, I would say, hey, pay off all your credit card debt. I'll show you a cheaper payment. But I'm not here to, like, give you, I'm not going to give you a solution. I think you'd be insulted if I said, here's an approval. And as long as you pay off your $50,000 of credit card debt, then I can offer you a really cheap approval. That's
yeah,
counterproductive, and that's waste your time. This approval...
To
address it, the good thing is, you know, in my opinion, we're not talking about $100,000. And as you develop your business, this will be business credit. It will really help you as you develop. And, you know, you're not paying a massive amount back per month because it's not a lot of money. It's not a small amount, but it's not a lot of amount. So I think it kind of meets both ways. The next step is, if you want me to make, you know, just let me know if you want to do the ovens and or any other equipment. I just throw that out there,
okay.
And I can let you know. I can send you, you can fund tomorrow, by the way. So we have what's called fax to fund. So I would just need a copy of your driver's license and a copy of your voided business check and the driver's license for your wife. I would send you out documents tomorrow, and I could pay your vendor tomorrow for the ovens.
Okay.
Cool. Any other questions I can answer for you?
No, that's about it. Is there any way that you could email me that information?
Yeah, let me do this. So...
That way I can look over it real quick. And then what time do you guys open tomorrow on the West Coast?
I mean, I'm in at 6:30, but is it important for you to get the equipment paid tomorrow?
Yeah, the sooner I get it paid, the sooner I can get it delivered.
Okay.
Right now my plumbers are waiting on that to connect gas so I can move
okay.
forward.
So let's do this. Are you in front of your computer?
I'm not. I'm actually at the job site still. We're putting on a metal roof on my patio.
Your file. And do you want me to get the vendor invoice, or do you have it?
I can see if I can find it. But if you want to email him also.
Yeah, I can reach out to him.
He might still be at the office.
All right, and do you want us just to figure on doing this order tomorrow and just getting the ovens out of the way?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will be shooting him an email, and you as an email as well, and you can just reply back to me.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.